12th parak of Ayla 6 Mishnah. Kairishu nesuna mikoisel akoisel. You have a beam going from one wall to the next. Tuma tachter. There's tuma underneath it. Im yesh bo pasach tefach. Maybe it's a tuma tachas kula, like we saw before. If it has a width of a tefach, then the tuma gets spread under the entirety of this beam. Im lav tuma bakas vayel to bakas v'yered. If it's less than a tefach, then it does not affect the tuma. It goes straight up and straight down. Kamei be'kefer yibo pasach tefach. Since a beam is cylindrical in form, how do you measure the circumference of the outside to know that it has a diameter of a tefach? When it's a round one, then approximately three tefachim form a diameter of one. It's a little bit less, as we know pi is a little bit more than three, but Chazal used this number. The Rambam says that it's not a problem because they're entitled to pick a number to make the measurements with. So machi merubas al bo'o. If it's a square, so you mention if you measure all the sides, so four tefachim form one tefach. I mean, if it's a square, then each one of them will be a tefach. The outside of a square is that much more than a circular.